CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority, will soon unveil its new multimodal gateway here in East Lansing. The station, just south of East Lansing's existing Amtrak facility, will incorporate rail, city, regional, and national bus lines in one large modern facility. The multimodal gateway is slated to open earlier than originally expected. ETA is sometime this July. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with CATA Assistant Executive Director Debbie Alexander a few days ago for an on-site update.
So we are on the new site of the multimodal gateway that's being built to support the Amtrak service and the intercity bus service to the East Lansing area.
Right, so we're just immediately to the west of the existing Amtrak station.
Yes, that's true. The existing Amtrak station is still in place, which it will come down this summer once the new one is prepared.
Right.
But we are on Harrison and Trowbridge.
The difference couldn't be more striking.
Yeah, it's a brand new facility. It's like triple the size, and it's going to provide much better access and including expanded parking.
It's really taking shape now, really looking like something substantial and impressive on the outside. When was ground broken, and you know, how long have you been working?
Yeah, so the first step was actually to demolish the buildings that were originally here on the property.
What was here?
We had five buildings. Michigan State University was using an old printing building, an old warehouse building, and so forth. And those have been demolished. The only remaining building is the Amtrak current station. That was the first step. The second step was actually to clear out the land. The actual land was not structurally sound enough for us to build on, so we had to dig down about 25 feet and then backfill. Did that, and then we started with the foundations for the new building.
Okay.
So just so you know, we're going to have 150 parking spaces on that side. They'll enter through that light, and then they'll come, and this will be, you can kind of see it now, a drop-off area, like I call it kiss and ride, drop-off and leave area. And then you can see the awning here. This is where the buses will now board. They'll have actually four different bus boarding areas for the three providers. That's Greyhound, Indian Trails, and a Megabus. Would be available to a fourth if that were to come along. And they'll have stations where they can actually board outside under the covered canopy, which, of course, is not available today, a covered waiting area.
The old Amtrak station parking, I don't know if I want to use the word notorious, but there wasn't a lot of parking. You're talking really like five times the spaces now, right?
Well, there's about 30 available on the current site,
right.
So up to 150, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, let's go inside.
Okay.
Just ask, watch your step, because it is still, you know, actively under construction.
Right.
Inside the building, we have vestibules that will be open to the public at all times. Interior waiting areas separated from the actual waiting area that will be available when it's manned.
I see.
This will be bike storage area under here.
We're over here on the east side of the building, and you say that this will be bike storage?
Yes, we'll have storage under the covered area, but it will not be enclosed. It'll just be bike racks under this area.
Right.
We're entering the back door. This is actually the storage area for luggage for Amtrak. We have built this facility to allow for TSA to actually have secure luggage scanning if that were to become available or required as part of Amtrak Track and Greyhounds.
I always wondered about that, getting on the trains here in East Lansing. Basically, you can walk onto the platform and get on.
And carry your own luggage without it being scanned.
Yeah.
And so at this point, TSA has not governed that, but we are preparing the facility in case it does.
Okay.
Now we're actually in the public hall, hallways. This would be all of Amtrak's area, so it would be actually facing the tracks. They can see when the train is arriving. This is their new customer service area.
Right. Floor-to-ceiling windows facing the tracks as we look
north,
right?
That's right. The whole facility is floor-to-ceiling glass. One of the things the customers asked us to do when we did their initial survey was make it very safe. People can see me if I'm in here, and I can see out if I'm in here.
Right.
So that we've accommodated that through as much window as we can.
Good. This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Debbie Alexander, Assistant Executive Director of CATA. We're at the new CATA Multimodal Gateway here in East Lansing, the new development for Amtrak, for Greyhound, for CATA buses, and more.
Yes, that's correct. Indian Trails and Megabus.
Uh-huh. Very good. As we face westward, we're looking at that covered area. This is where I assume buses will pull in.
That's correct. There will be four different bus staging areas outside underneath this canopy. There will be a covered canopy from the building out into the canopy area, and the canopy actually goes over the doors of the buses so that you can board without getting into the rain or snow.
The area that you see just outside of that driveway, currently it's that walkway area, is going to actually be for either overflow buses or for taxi cab waiting areas. Currently the cabs wait in the parking area, which gets kind of congested.
That's probably one of the most, as you say, congested and crazy areas regarding the current train station. It's sort of a free-for-all.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So we're trying to isolate areas for them. So they'll be waiting in this area, and then they would have to pull up through the Kiss and Ride area to board their passengers with.
Gotcha.
This is another one of the waiting areas, another one of the vestibules. You can see it's completely enclosed. The doors will be all automatically locking on the inside, so they'll be on a timer, and the outside doors will always be available. Inside will be a series of benches for people to wait.
So you can always grab some shelter 24/7, even when the main part of the station is locked up.
When it's not manned. When it is not manned.
Okay.
That's right.
Nice. Debbie, you've talked a little bit about the safety environment here and ways that you're addressing this with the building. Talk about some of the sustainability issues that you're also looking at and hoping to achieve.
Yeah, so the floor to ceiling lights or windows allow for the ambient light to be shared in the building. But the station does have limited hours in which it's open.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also allowed for climate controlled but not necessarily fully heated and fully air conditioned vestibules for people to wait in. We are also doing more landscaping to make this a more environmentally friendly area than what it has before. Mostly it was completely buildings and asphalt.
Great.
The flooring, which you're not able to see, has already been poured. It is a concrete floor, aggregate polished, so it makes it easy for people to pull their luggage or for persons who are in a wheelchair to maneuver around the facility.
What do you think will be the greatest immediate benefits that travelers will realize from this new facility?
First of all, I think East Lansing is going to showcase itself by having a wonderful, very beautiful gateway or welcome to our community. That's certainly a tremendous benefit. But for the customers, I think it's the accessibility, the controlled environment, and the improved parking and waiting areas.
Long term, what are the hopes for growth or expansion?
Sure, we would love to have Amtrak service our facility more than one time a day in each direction. I think that was what we would hope for. In addition to that, we would hope that the inner city bus becomes more popular and this facility becomes more of a gateway for people who are traveling anywhere along the corridor or interstate area.
Debbie Alexander, Assistant Executive Director at CATA, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.